you do not have to fear. Have to. Think about all the things you do that you are convinced you have to do. That this thing must be done in this way or that way. Self-created chains of obligation. When used correctly, it can be a beautiful thing, right? When you bind yourself to positive goals or outcomes. But if every time you are in a state of have to, and the response you get in your body and mind is worry, fear, constriction, and frantic activity, why in the world would you continue to believe in the thing that is causing you anxiety? Who told you? Who told you that by being frantic and running around rushing is going to help you get anywhere faster? Who told you that you could create positive outcomes from being in constant states of fear and worry? There is a saying on this plane, you do it right or you do it twice. When you are in a constant state of fear, anxiety, and doubt, you make a lot of mistakes, right? Or you make a lot of false moves, reacting to shadows that appear real, but in reality aren't really there. That's what fear does. It causes you to jump the gun. Here's a great example. You know how in life or in movies, stories, media, you will have two people in a relationship of some kind. One person begins to feel that the other person is doing something disloyal or untrustworthy, even if there is no real evidence for this. The thoughts begin to gnaw and nag at them, and they begin to read into a certain, they begin to read into the situation a certain way. Everything is through the lens of fear, worry, especially if they've had things happen to them in the past. They start doing things behind the person's back in an attempt to get ahead of the assumed betrayal. The thought process and the reasoning is, I'm pretty sure this person is taking advantage of me somehow. So I am going to get ahead of it by taking advantage of them. Or I'm simply, you start trying to do manipulative things. And then come to find out the other person wasn't doing anything. And as we know, the common trope of the whole time they were quote unquote sneaking around like you thought, it was actually to set up your surprise birthday party. But you ran with your feeling of fear and anxiety and ended up looking stupid in the end because the only betrayer turned out to be you. Now you were trying to explain yourself, but who told you? It was you in your own little fearful mind running around causing chaos in your life and everybody else's life. We have billions of fearful little minds running around the world, causing chaos, running to and fro, thinking that everything is so important, and it usually isn't. Who told you? Most of you do not even want to be a part of the things that you are usually doing, whether it be a soulless job or a lifeless relationship to a person or anything. Relationship is not just between people. We are in constant relationship with all things. Living lives of people pleasing and false obligations, wearing your own self and spirit thin. Doing things that your heart and soul don't even want to do. Who told you that you have to do these things? It's high time for you to begin to investigate that. If you really believed You only had one life to live. Why in the world would you waste it being afraid and worried? And I am not saying that, you know, terrible, destructive things aren't happening. I'm on the same planet as you. I am aware of the chaos both in the macro and personally, quote unquote, impersonally and personally in both the macro and the micro. Obviously, you know, I'm not aware of everything, but you get the gist of what I'm saying. But I have my own mind and my own heart. I can make my own decision on how I respond or react to life, as can you. I am not saying be apathetic or bypass or pretend certain things aren't happening or going on. But as an energy being, you know, your feelings, your feeling body, your energetic body. Why weaken myself with fear or worry? And the same goes for you. Again, not saying that I'm going to look upon these things and be okay with them. But what I'm saying is, why purposefully weaken myself? If I have made up in my mind to do something, or if something is seemingly happening to me, it is what it is. Being twisted up about it does not do anything but cloud my judgment. It literally twists me up. When you're twisted up, you're twisted up. You can't flow in a state of twistiness. I can acknowledge a thing, but at the end of the day, I think it's best to, what? Live and let God, as they say. We constantly hear God is all there is, or love is all there is. But because we seem to live in a world of change and opposites, it is hard to believe. But if it is truly all there is, we have to start taking that leap. Why? We have to be the ones to do it, otherwise it will never be realized. Think about it. We are the ones responsible for bringing heaven to earth. Are we not the ones literally walking on earth right now? We're the ones on this planet. So if we're the ones on the planet and we aren't willing to be the vessels, we aren't willing to be the extenders of heaven, well, guess what? There won't be any. So who told you? Who told you that you had to keep living in states of fear, depression, anxiety, things like that? Things that weaken or drain your very life force. Activities and jobs that do not fill your cup or even allow you to be the radiance you know you are. Where you can actually pour into others, not people pleasing, not doing things that weaken you to lift other people up in these energetic vampire type relationships. I'm talking about genuinely, not selfishness. I'm talking about you're genuinely doing what you love to do, and it is in turn radiating outward naturally, uplifting others. I obviously am not saying F your actual responsibilities. But to start investigating how many of these things are actually your responsibility. You aren't responsible for someone else's state, like people pleasers tend to think. Like, for example, if you were to look closely, you may find that you are nothing but a collection of your parents' habits that you picked up as you grew up under them. Your best friend's goals. If you're in a friend group, you all might have the same similar personality or dreams or goals, and you might have just been floating along with them. Your job aspirations. You are only picking jobs you see around you, or whatever your best friend wants to do, you want to do it too. Or whatever you think is cool, or you saw something, you know, when you were 5 years old, or a teacher in the fourth grade told you that you could do this or couldn't do this. And so you've just been living that same thought or idea for how long? Is it even your, like, is that something you actually believe? Is that what you want? Just devil's advocate, you got one life. Is that really what you want your one life to be? You're standing there sitting in your afterlife, quote unquote, movie theater, watching it playback. Are you going to be eating popcorn, smiling and laughing? Or are you going to be feeling regret? We often accept the limiting cages placed on us because other people are willing to sit in that cage with us. At least you're not alone, right? You believe you must be this or have to do this because, and again, whenever you ask people, why don't you change? What do they say? Oh, just the way it is. Seriously. Or they say, well, there's no other way. Seriously. If whatever you're looking at that has you feeling that way, if that were seriously the only way, then everybody would have to do it. And you know that's not true. If everybody was exactly the same, there would be no such thing as envy, jealousy, and things like that. There are differences, admit it. But why? Why? In all our lives, no matter what we are facing, I am confident that throughout all time, human history, there were millions, if not billions, of people who have faced it before us and who have overcome it. And each one did it in accordance to what was true for them. Think about it. The greatest beings that you hear about are the beings that walk their own path, that live their own truth. Is it not the truth that sets you free? So if you know deep in your heart, you but live a lie. Why? At some point, we must stand up for ourselves. As a being thinketh in their heart, so it is with them. As a being thinketh in their heart, so it is with them. Cast out all fear and worry from your heart. Be set free. The one who has decided to save themselves does not need a savior. Again, the one who has decided to save themselves does not need a savior, an external savior to come save them. Otherwise, you're just going to be what? It's just another excuse to stay in your chains another day. And even if you believe that you needed an external savior, they've already come. Think about it. You have all this information out there. Book after book, religion after religion. They were coming. They've come. And they put it in the books, right? So what are we waiting for? Again, we are the ones walking on the planet. If you want heaven on earth, well, we must be the living vessel. I don't see anyone else on the planet, do you? Okay, then, well, let's get to it.